When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead End Hip Hop, DE365. You know who it is, your boy FIFO. And Mr. Kenneth Beans, gotta say to Mr. First time in the chamber. 6'9", blackballed. I think it's obvious for the title. We know we should all know the story of 6ix9ine. Mm-hmm. So the title makes sense. Ken, the appeal of 6ix9ine, I get it, or I used to understand it. The resurgence of 6ix9ine, I always thought it was going to be tough for him to come back. This is hip hop. This is not R&B. So, you know, your image is a big part. If you come out as a gangster rapper, you know, that persona, that brand is very important to the trajectory of your career. And obviously that that persona, that brand has been tainted. I think one of the things about 6ix9ine in general, and it's apparent here, and what people like about him is the energy that he brings to a track. You know what I'm saying? It like this nigga, he raps like he's yelling, but he ain't yelling. Because like somebody that's annoying to me that sounds like that is Meek Mill. Mm. But 6ix9ine doesn't do that for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not necessarily annoyed with his voice. It just sounds like hyper aggression. It doesn't sound like he's yelling at me. But it's like, bro, like, chill out, bro. Why are you so like, who smacked you before you got in the booth? You know what I'm saying? That being said, Ken, this don't got replay value for me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to call it trash because we've heard a lot of stuff that's way worse than this. But I don't know if I could call this good either, though. Mm-hmm. Very low replay value for me. And I don't know, man. Like, I'm just... I can't. Everything that has transpired with 6ix9ine, and when I see him in interviews and his little, you know, viral moments and shit like that, I'm just like, I'm over him. You know, I'm over what 6ix9ine is. And this project didn't do anything to be like, you know what? I fuck with the music, because I don't.
6ix9ine raps like an anime character.
He fucking does. he's charging up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he raps like. Very, very, very high energy. I totally understand the appeal that he had or still has for people. And I honestly don't know if he's bad or not. I need to listen to more stuff if I was even interested. But I'm not. You know, it's amazing that he even still has a career, but we're in a different era. When I put it on, I'm kind of with you. I think there are like two tracks on here that I thought mm-hmm. were interesting. 8 and 9. 8.
Fee-fi-fo? You like that one?
I did not. I like that beat. I did not expect 6ix9ine to be able to do something like that.
Okay.
With his voice and his style of rap, to be able to kind of tone it down that way.
The only one that I liked, Ken, was Buddy. Because that's the one that sounded different. That's the one like, wait a minute, hold on. This is 6ix9ine? Because that one sounds, you know, kind of in a new wave, not Afrobeats. I can't think of the genre of the music. But I don't know, like that one, I was like, I could put that on the playlist. Like, that's vibey. I like that one. Like, the guitar strings on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's energetic. You know, the only place that I can listen to 6ix9ine and he wouldn't annoy me, Kent? It's in the gym. That's the only place that I feel like I could put on Glock or Go or 5.
What about Semi?
Semi.
Simmons.
Yeah, that's in the gym, Ken.
Got a little nice knock to it.
No, it do. Look, and that's why I said, look, it's not horrible. It just don't have replay value for me outside of the gym. Look, y'all see this shit, bro. I'm not in. I haven't been in the gym in some time. I definitely need to go back. However, that's the only place I would put 6ix9ine's music for me is in the gym. Like, I got two plates on each side, Ken, and I need that extra motivation to get it up. 6ix9ine will give it to me.
Yeah, I feel you. I think there's a thing where when I listen to this, his voice can make him sound better than what he probably is.
So, I agree.
You know, it's just like that aggression and stuff like that. It could probably trick a lot of folks.
Yeah. He's mastered that. He pulls the wool over your eyes because it sounds good.
He sounds good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when I'm listening to it, I'm like, in terms of how he sounds, his voice, I'm like, hey man, this ain't bad. But then after a while, it's just like, nah, I'm good because it's just way too much.
Yeah, and it's zero substance. It's zero substance.
Yeah. So
and then even though he makes it sound good with his voice, it's not like any cool punchline. Like he doesn't grab you anywhere else outside of how energetic he is in the voice.
Yeah, like Fa, I think vocally did something interesting there. Kind of pulled out some Young Thug type shit, and that could work. But that's about it, bro. So I don't know. I think production wise, I think the production is actually not bad.
Yeah,
I think the production is probably around a B.
Yeah, I give you production a B. The features, I give it like a C+, B-. I like Kodak on that last one. Cause that sound like that Florida shit. Like that sound, it sound perfect for Kodak. It sounds like a Kodak song featuring 6ix9ine versus the other way around.
Yep.
And again, it's not any knock to 6ix9ine, because 6ix9ine sounds good on it too, but it feels more homey for Kodak. It feels like that's the production that he would typically go over. Damn, what's her name? Hold on. Yalin Las Mas Viral. I like her. Especially on that one. On FIFA Fo, I wasn't feeling her like that. But I like her on that last one.
I wonder those her songs. They're so different.
They are.
Than anything else. Like, but you know, I liked her, and yeah, I thought Kodak was cool too. So yeah, I give the features a B.
I give the features a B as well.
You know, I think they're the only thing that made me enjoy it.
Yeah. You know what? And I think it's a smart business move. So I don't know if it was 6ix9ine himself or management or whatever, but him tapping into the Spanish side, I think he needs to tap more into the urban Latino shit. And I think he needs to start rapping in Spanish because I feel like the Spanish shit, bro, I wish there was another motherfucker that spoke Spanish on Dead End so that way we could review some more of that shit. Because it is huge it's growing.
Yes.
I think, yes. You know, and this is kind of off topic, but I think that's going to be between that and Afrobeats is the thing that's going to overtake hip hop. Because those two genres of music.
Hot take FIFA.
Hot take. Because think about it, Ken. Those are the only two genres of music outside of hip-hop that get played on hip-hop radio stations and R&B.
I'm listening to it. I don't understand the thing I'm hearing. But I have, on Apple Music, it's one of my playlists. So I'll pop on something, put it on, and listen to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And see if I find something I like.
Yeah. So the rapping, I'm going to give him a B because he's mastered what he does. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it relatively good on here. The replay value ain't there. Overall, I give this project a C+, B-.
Definitely is CC for rapping and
the overall
project. Yeah. I think his tone, the way he sounds, probably saved it. Because If I could really understand what he was saying, it probably would be worse. And I didn't read any of the lyrics, and he was yelling so much, I didn't even try to process what he was trying to say. I was just like, all right, let's just get this shit over with. I'm glad this shit was fucking 19 minutes.
I feel you.
But, hey, it's one. Hey, so you talking about working out, this should have you running, bro. You out there listen to this shit while you doing a workout. Like you said earlier, bro. Yeah.
There you go, man. First time 6ix9ine has been in the chamber. These are our thoughts on the project called Blackballed. What do y'all feel?
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.